Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow. The expansion, the contraction. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made us. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives us life." So we will take 3 deep breaths in as we settle ourselves into our time together. Breathe in. Expand the rib cage, lower the diaphragm, and take in this life-giving, energizing breath of God. Hold. Gently release. Squeezing out every drop of the stale air. Take in your second deep breath. Hold. Gently release. And as you take your third and final deep breath in, set the intention to be present at this moment for the next 8-9 minutes. As we take time out in the busyness of our day, to deepen into spirit, connect with the one that is the source of all that is, the source of our being. Breathe in. Hold. Gently, slowly, release. Morning, I'd like to conclude Psalm 107 that we started last week. Allow these words to just permeate your consciousness. Oh, that you might learn to see with your heart, to hear and think with your heart as well. Many there are who boast of their own deeds, who are proud of their power over others. Where will they be when storms arise, when earthquake shatters the rocks of their hearts? Only the humble will call to the Spirit to help them in times of distress. The wise wait not for trouble, but communicate with the Counselor in all things. Enter the holy temple of your heart and learn to still the tumult of the mind. For to be serene even in the midst of chaos is to know the efficacy of calmness. Peace dwells in the heart of silence. Compassion and mercy abide there as well. Come, let us give thanks to the heart of all hearts, giving praise for the unlimited gifts of love. Let us pray for the well-being of all life and learn to dance in harmony with the cosmos. Who will offer the dance of their own life as a creation of devotion and beauty? Only those who have come through the darkness and walk now in the light can offer their lives in service to build the new world, where justice and freedom will truly flourish. Awaken, all you who are yet asleep. Let us plant seeds for the commingling of heaven and earth. For the energy of love radiates in everything, and receptive hearts are purified by its fire. Blessed are the children of light, for they know their home in a universal heart. Let your heart be clear and simple, and your soul filled with light. Enter the place of gentleness, the heart space of the beloved, the embodiment of love. For we are invited to radiate the divine presence, to be a blessing to one another. Thus do we become the very image that we reflect. Whoever is wise, let them ponder these things. Let all people reflect on the gifts of the beloved. So as we come in this awareness that we are to reflect the essence of the beloved, that we are to speak as if we were speaking the words directly from the beloved. We are to see and to look as with the eyes of the beloved. And we are to listen with ears of the beloved with no judgment, criticism, condemnation. So as we truly seek to be expressions of the divine here on earth at this time, let us surrender anything that is unlike it. Let us surrender doubts and worries, fears, anxieties, tensions, mistrust. And let us just be the conduits for that divine love to flow in, through, and out as. So in this awareness, in this consciousness, we say, Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is. As we consciously come into your presence at this time, surrendering everything and anything that is not like you, everything that is unlike your spirit, that spirit of wisdom, truth, peace, joy, and love. We surrender that sense that we are somehow separate from you and that we are simply mere human beings. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Thou who art transcendent. As we are here in this awareness and this consciousness of your life permeating in and through and as us, cleanse and purify us of anything, anything and everything that blocks us from being the clear conduits of your life, your light, your love, here on earth at this time. We ask for healing, for all those that are in need of healing. For those that may be going through hospital appointments and investigations, we pray for right outcomes, for perfect health, for perfect expression of the divine life within them. For all those in the healing profession, we ask that you guide and direct them to be caring, to be compassionate, remembering those before them as somebody's loved one. Divine Beloved, at this time when this world of ours is so challenged with inequality, with injustice, with unfairness, let us do our part to be truly an expression of all that you created us to be. You know our individual wants, needs, and desires. So we surrender them all to you now and give thanks for our blessings flowing unceasingly, unstintingly, and unconditionally to us now. For your infinite grace, for your endless blessings, For your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. Amen.
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 Take a deep breath in. We repeat our prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of God protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
So my friends, today's word for our season of nonviolence is witnessing. May you witness your thoughts today and allow them only to dwell on that which you wish to be, do, have, or experience. I look forward to joining you on Sunday for our Sunday Soul Connection, and have a blessed Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday till we meet again. God bless.
Thank you.